sent to Auschwitz, and from Auschwitz to Yavorzhno. In Yavorzhno, we used to work in a coal mine, and it was very, very hard work. We had to walk to the coal mines with wooden shoes, and especially in winter time, we had to walk in the snow. The snow would glue down to the wood, and we were handcuffed with chains. And if anybody would fall, they would drag it into the camp or to work. It doesn't matter. From Yavorzhno, we were there until 1945, about beginning of the year of 45. From there, the Russians were coming into Poland. We were taken out from Yavorzhno. We were taken into Blechhammer. In Blechhammer, we were walking, by the way. We were walking from Yavorzhno all to the Czechoslovakia and into Germany, which it took us from January, February, March, and about until the end of the war. And in the same time, we came into a camp of Blechhammer. In Blechhammer, they burned the whole camp, and they wanted to destroy everybody in it. And they ran away. Whoever was left, they come back, and they took us out again into Gross-Rosen, Buchenwald, and finally to Dachau. By the end of 1945, but by the end of the April, just before the war ended, they took us out from Dachau into cars, electric cars. And we were supposed to go into the mountains to be shot. And then the electricity went out. And finally the Americans come in and let us free from those, from a little city. It was called Stautach. And that's where the Third Army came in, and we were free there. From there, they took us into a DP camp, Pelepin.